This episode is brought to you by Harry's. Harry's is so confident you're going to love their blades, they'll give you their trial shave set for free when you sign up at harrys.com/cag. Just pay for shipping. Cagcast episode number 556. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who will probably get interrupted tonight by a phone call from work, Wombat.
Well, that's a joke because of yesterday. Everyone gets it.
Well, this is now we can blame the show being late on you.
Yeah, which is accurate and true.
Thank you. Mission accomplished.
Yep. I was late. We were about to do a show, and I got called by work, and I had to do work instead.
And then Chip and I just talked about Wombat for 20 minutes.
That's a long time to talk about me, especially considering that I don't even think you guys like me. Or is that what you were talking about? How much you don't like
me? Are we ready to the show feedback already?
No.
I didn't even include that comment.
Oh, was there some comment about that?
Yeah, people were upset that Shipwreck doesn't like me.
Oh, yeah. I like that. Shipwreck couldn't come up with something like nice to say about you really quick.
Yeah, it's so difficult for Shipwreck.
I've had a week to think about it.
About me.
He's written it down. Hold on one sec.
He
has a prepared statement. Wombat is a person. That's it. That's all he's got.
I have never been poisoned while being with Wombat. Not even once.
Mm-mm. He even checks your own food for poisoning.
Exactly.
He's like your own poison, personal like food.
Although probably not next weekend, unfortunately.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'll see you, but I doubt I'll eat your food.
What food? There's food?
Well, I'm sure we'll eat food at some point together as a family.
Tomorrow. The next weekend is the big Long Island Retro Live CAGcast, in case you forgot. Might as well just give you the info right now since we're talking about it. Sunday, we're going on at Sunday, 2:00.
Sunday,
August 12th. Retro.
We'll give you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
Right. You'll have to look over the edge to see us because it's in like a planetarium and it's fun. You've never seen a podcast like this before.
My parents are going.
Oh, really?
Yep. I know.
So yeah, if you want to come in and meet Wombat's parents, this is your big opportunity.
This is your only chance. I've barely met them.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if you go to liretro.com, you'll see that the schedule is really packed with things to do over the weekend. They got retro tournaments, stuff to buy. Like a lot more speakers than they had last year, I think. A lot more everything than they have the year before, basically. They're blowing up, Wombat.
I'm excited for it. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to when my kids pick up something stupid and say they want to buy it. I could say, ask your grandmother.
Oh, that's the best. I did that last year for sure.
I know you did. So where do you think I got that idea from?
Yep.
So I'm looking forward to it this year.
And there's also on Saturday night, we're going to go to the retro and chill thing for at least some point. Mm-hmm. So that's Saturday night. So yeah, if you really want to meet us, this is come to lovely Long Island. And yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Hang out. Grab a drink.
What's been going on? Anything exciting with you guys? Or
I started Nutrisystem yesterday. Ooh. Yesterday was my first full day. It's been 2 full days. I'm ready to kill somebody.
But are you full? That's the question.
No, not even
so
a little.
So hungry. Oh, man. I had such a good dinner tonight.
I bet. Although, tonight I had, because we had one left, I had the last HelloFresh meal that we had.
Right.
but that actually still was within the calorie count, which was kind of worked out.
Yeah, their meals are low calorie.
Yeah, so there exactly. There are worse things I could have had if I was going to. But yeah,
good luck, man.
The food I ate today. Thank you. Yeah, I got my first big box. And to keep, because they, last time I did Nutrisystem, they didn't have frozen food. It was that long ago. Now it's mostly frozen food. But I don't, you know, I have a freezer, obviously, in my kitchen. But I also have a family here who like to keep stuff in the freezer.
You can't dominate the freezer with your Nutrisystem.
I can't order a month's worth of food that goes in the freezer.
Right, most people, I think, would have a problem with that.
What's going on with your freezer? What's in the freezer?
What's in my freezer right now? It's mostly ice cream and vodka. it's a family freezer. What else do you have in your freezer?
And chicken nuggets.
And chicken nuggets. Exactly. So we got our second freezer that we put in the basement.
Ooh, bonus freezer.
It's like a freezer chest. It's a 5 cubic foot freezer chest.
Nice, dude.
It's pretty awesome. So now I can put a body in my basement.
So yeah, you clean up the basement. And now you have now you have frozen food in there.
Now I have frozen food in there, so it's kind of
that's
cool.
Like the least interesting thing you could have done with the basement. Not to judge or anything, but
I'm doing something for my health.
Look what Shipwreck did with his basement. He put in a barcade in there and theater and museum.
You know what? He's better than I am. Is that what you want me to say?
I also have a full size freezer.
See. He started where I started. He started with a freezer, and then it all fell into place from there.
Yep, you're inspired.
Well on your way.
Yeah, it's the Shipwreck method.
I like
it. You gotta get that large freezer first.
Mm-hmm.
No, it makes sense.
And it's like, you know what goes great with a freezer? An arcade cabinet, and then it all falls into
place. A bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I'm way behind. I don't have any of those things.
See?
Maybe in the garage I could have a giant freezer.
You can. I was going to say, because you don't really have a basement.
No.
Well, kind of.
Kind of.
I mean, yeah,
it's kind of basement-like.
I got robbed because no...
What?
No indoor ping pong. No. I mean, I got robbed in that I didn't get an actual basement.
I thought you were
no.
Going into your ring review, ring security all of a sudden.
Yeah, the ring alarm really let me know. No, I'm saying when we got this house, it was a source of controversy, at least with myself, that there wasn't any room to put a ping pong table inside the house. So the compromise was to put it outside the house, which isn't much of a compromise.
Well, I mean, you could, in theory, put a ping pong table
on the main floor. You could, but you need space, really, to do it right. And
you wouldn't have room for, like, I don't know, anything else.
It would be weird. So,
instead of having a dining room, having a ping pong room? Yeah, I think that would be... I mean,
well, you can get... They have these nice tables that are made out of wood. Trust me, like, I looked into this shit. Like, you can get, like, a classy ping pong table for your living room, but eventually you gotta say...
Like, what, put a tablecloth on it and chairs around it when no one's home?
Right.
When no one's...
I don't know. That's what I really think about it.
That sounds about as classy as a classy ping pong table, the dining room table.
Right. Exactly. That's about the class level that's going on in my house at all times.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, we might as well talk about the Ring alarm system because at Five Horizons wants to hear an update because I mentioned that I bought it right when it came out. And I think I mentioned that I had some initial problems setting it up with the monitoring service. But they did sort it out for me and... The system works really well so far. Although, when you're explaining it to your kids, or kid or kids, as the case may be.
As I say, you only have one.
I know, but yes, I'm talking to you guys. You got, and they look like they're paying attention. They're not paying attention. So, at some point, your kid is going to come to you having set off the alarm and like in a panic and not knowing what's going on. And it might happen while you're playing a computer game with the headphones on and you didn't hear the alarm going on. You don't know what's going on. And then all of a sudden your kid comes up to you and goes, I think I set the alarm off. And you scramble to like pull out your phone and it's giving you like the countdown timer before it calls the police. And I had 2 seconds left and I got it. So it's like a video game inside a video game. But the system works. I gotta say, I'm very pleased with it, and certainly the price is right. So, ring alarm. I haven't been robbed, Chip. Don't worry.
Good. How does that compare to before the alarm?
I still have not been robbed.
Okay.
But I had that, you know, I did feel a little weird when we went away on vacation or something. Like, I didn't really know what was going on. I don't know. I feel a little more secure, I guess, when I'm away on vacation now.
That's good. That's what you're paying for. So
that's what I'm paying for, and I'm only paying $10 a month.
Right.
It's not bad. Woo-hoo!
I don't know if I have anything for our unnamed home broken home segment. I thought about this fucking thing sucks, in a tribute to the great Bill O'Reilly, you know, our fellow podcaster. But I did get my kitchen sink fixed. I don't know if I mentioned that. Nice. Remember when my sink collapsed?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. So you ever having plumber?
And I had to get. I found a plumber who was very good and discovered that I needed a proprietary tool to fix the sink, and he got it for me, and fixed it for $125.
Nice.
That
sounds fun.
Yeah. I mean, now my refrigerator seems to be falling apart. The doors don't seem to close quite right.
You know what you need? A second freezer.
Well, the freezer seems to work okay. All right. How about some show feedback? I'm getting tired thinking about the house.
Well, I don't know why you brought it up. SoxFan13 has to say, I loved hearing about Raiders of the Lost Ark first viewing. I remember that female spirit haunting my dreams for a number of years after I saw it. My daughters are 10 and 8, and we just watched it. When Indy tells Marion to close her eyes, I just had the kids do the same thing, and that worked out pretty well. Yeah, I mean, he really enjoyed that movie. This week, I think I mentioned on the show last time that he's also turning into a Beatles fan, which is a real surprise. And it just happened to be, I think, the same week that they added Yellow Submarine to Amazon Prime.
Hmm.
So we watched Yellow Submarine, and it was fine. It worked out well. It was weird.
I would watch Yellow Submarine. I don't think I'm
right there.
Familiar with that.
It's not. Yeah, you already have it because I'm sure you have Amazon Prime.
Oh, I do.
Exactly. So it's there for the taking.
Beautiful.
Enjoy it.
How about some Watch This Bitches?
Did we all see Teen Titans go to the movies?
I have not seen
it. I did.
Yet.
Not Chip.
Chip, you still there?
I am still here. I all did right. not see it yet.
Your mic
it's good.
Is
it's cute.
Doing a little weird thingy. Yeah, that's okay. Neat. It doesn't matter. We can work with it. Yeah, so Wombat and I saw Teen Titans Go to the movies. Do you watch Teen Titans Go?
Yes.
I do not. I maybe have seen one episode, maybe half an episode, but
I've seen probably all of them. So yes, go on.
No, but I thought it was hilarious. And just as somebody who's familiar with superheroes, as a 45-year-old man might be, or about to be 45 years old, I laughed. I mean, I was probably laughing loudest in the theater.
I laughed a few times too, and I laughed at some jokes that my kids did not. And I guess that's, you know, it works on a bunch of levels. But my kids, actually, Sabrina really seemed to like it a lot. She loved it. Elliot seemed a little, he didn't dislike it. He just seemed kind of whelmed. Like, yeah, that was fine. Like, wow. All right then. So it was, I would say, a split decision at our, in my household.
I wouldn't give any spoilers or ruin any jokes, but I will say that it's very weird, and I really wasn't expecting anything special, but I thought it was hilarious. I laughed a lot.
No, it's a very clever movie.
It was, and it's weird. It's weird at times. You don't even know what's going on. At some point, like, I said out loud, like, what's happening right now? Because it just gets so weird.
I like it, yeah, because there are certain, and it's not a spoiler per se. It's, you know, they shift the animation styles frequently.
That's what I mean. Like, I didn't, it's confusing in great ways.
Yeah, and I appreciated that. It was nice. It was like, oh, that's why this is a movie.
Yeah, we really had a great time watching that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Ty really liked it too. Mrs. Chibi didn't watch it with us, but I think she would have definitely liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to say that we're almost done with Human Season 2, which is on Amazon Prime. Speaking of Amazon Prime, we're really enjoying it a lot. And we were just talking about how it deals with similar themes that Westworld deals with and probably beyond, Detroit Become Human. And it probably handles it the best out of all of those things.
Fucking robots.
Fucking robots. It's about robots and like their quest to become human and what that means for humans and what that means for them.
Sex.
And in Westworld, it's mostly about like big set pieces and people getting shot and murdered in gruesome ways. In Humans, it's more about the characters and actual issues. And it's, I don't know, it's really good. We really recommend Humans. So check that out. I also started watching Smilf on Showtime. Do you know what that is, Wombat?
Yes, I do, because I did an ad campaign with that show.
Does that mean gay people are being targeted for Smilf?
For the first season.
For the first. Why? What does that mean?
They
haven't bought for the second season.
They haven't bought things for the next
one. I mean, I watched the first few episodes, and I'm finding it very funny, and there's nudity and sex in it, which is always good. I did fall off the couch laughing at one bit in the first episode. So I would recommend Smilf so far on Showtime. If your dad has Showtime, like mine does, get his account and log
in. I have Showtime. I don't need.
All right. Well, look at you, man. Big time.
I have Showtime. It came with my package. I didn't like ask for it specifically.
Right. Well, check it out. And also watch Dice while you're there.
I checked out Lego Aquaman.
My man.
How's that?
It's the new my Lego man.
Yeah.
Does he say my man in it?
He does not, which I think is a missed opportunity.
I agree.
This is classic Aquaman, though. This
is orange shirt.
Right. This isn't Conan and the Barbarian Aquaman. I've watched all of these Lego DC movies several times over.
I'm sorry.
No, they're good. They're
not bad. I know. They
actually get better, I find, on multiple viewings.
There's a lot of jokes going in Fast and Furious. You missed it.
Yeah, and I don't know. It seems like they seem a little slow the first time you watch them. I don't know. Like, knowing what's going to happen next helps with these movies, I find, for the second and third watches.
You're falling asleep at a certain point, too, because you like to sleep.
Right. This one's like 75 minutes long, which is an appropriate movie length for a children's movie. I appreciate that. There are some good jokes aimed at Batman. I enjoyed that. Wombat, the villain, I can never remember his name. It's the Red Lanterns. He's like the head Red Lantern or something.
Atrocitus?
Yes. Every time they said his name, I immediately forgot what his name was.
I still forget what his name is all the time.
Atrocitus, yes. Yes. I could not remember his
name.
When
we were playing Injustice, I think Sabrina called him Atrocitius.
That sounds over that and over be, again. That would be a better name. Than yeah. Atrocitus. So him and Ocean Master are the villains.
Mm-hmm. Orm.
Yeah. Ocean Master's better, though.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It came with a girl black, or not girl black, girl Green Lantern figure.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's in it as well. And
Jessica Cruz?
Yeah, that was her name.
I know.
Yeah.
I know that. I'm just letting the audience know.
Yes, you're letting the audience know that you know that character.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it was good. It wasn't as good as Lego Flash, I didn't think, but I've only seen this once so far. I thought Lego Flash was really good.
All right.
And I will buy whatever the next one is.
Because you have to.
I think Lego Shazam is probably a thing that's going to happen.
I think that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
So
that seems like it's.
Did you pick up Infinity War yet? Or are you just getting because you're going to buy the
movie?
Book.
Yeah. No, I have the Steelbook on pre-order.
Yeah, I went and bought it digitally just because I don't know, I'm impatient, and I watched the movie again on the train. So I don't know if that counts.
Why?
Or not. Because I own it. Why on the
train, though?
Because I've already seen it.
But it's meant for the big screen, at least.
You know what? This is you're not wrong. The first time you see that movie, you should see it on a big screen. But the next time you see it, when you watch it on your phone, when it's like right in front of you and you can see it on a small screen, you actually pick up on things you didn't pick up on your first viewing because you have the... because it's right there and you could see really everything well. So I actually disagree with you on that. But not only did I watch the whole movie one whole time on the train, I watched it at home on TV with the director's commentary. So I listened to the entire director's commentary for all 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Wow.
Infinity War. It's pretty good. It's a good director's commentary.
Good.
Yeah. So I recommend that. If you have it, listen to the commentary as well as watching the movie.
I'm probably not going to do that.
It's good. I recommend it. It's good.
You went to school for film, though. Like, yeah, I've listened to one of these director's commentaries ever on it. Like when DVDs first came out, and that was like the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to the Blair Witch director's commentary because I don't know, that seemed interesting how they made that film.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was done with director's commentaries. That was all I needed.
I listened to the RoboCop one.
Okay.
It's pretty interesting.
When DVDs hit, I listened to every director's commentary I could get my hands on. I hadn't listened to one in forever, but this had it, you know, on just ready to go. And I'm like, why not? Mm-hmm. And that was kind of cool.
Good. All right, then, I'm surprised that those are still things, like that there's enough people that are...
I am too, but I like when they're true. Interesting.
What percent? I mean, what percent of the people who buy a Blu-ray or DVD are ever going to click on the director's commentary?
Well, based on this show, 33%.
Well, no, I mean, when you put out, that's in my lifetime. I meant on a specific movie. It seems like it's got to be really low.
But it's so easy to do, though. Like, you just have to force the director to watch their own movie and talk about it.
It only takes them an hour and a half.
And sometimes they like to, you know, especially like this one. It was the two, because this is two directors. The two directors and the two writers were sitting in a room and they got to, you know, basically, you know, stroke themselves for 2 hours and a half talking about how smart they are.
Right, how great they are.
You know, yeah. So I could see why that works. But I kind of like it because I liked how they would talk about, you know, oh, this is why this was the motivation we had for this scene. This is where the actor threw in their, you know, this line was improvised. This scene was actually all written out. This is intentional foreshadowing. This was our plan from the beginning. You know, like, oh, and this was actually, you know, they say things like... there's a scene in the movie where Captain America's in this movie. I hope that's not a spoiler for anyone. Where Captain America shows up and it's towards the end of the movie. And they were like, this was going to be our first scene with Captain America in the original script.
Oh.
And I'm like, wow, that's interesting. Cause I'm like, you know, Captain America was almost not in 2 hours and 15 minutes of that movie. So you learn things. I don't know. It's fun to get trivia.
If you say so.
I don't know.
Go with what works, Mohammed, for you.
You can both kiss my butt.
That does not work for me. Here's a question, a Watch This Bitches related question from at Kikujiro Bill. Would you rather have a really great movie based on a video game or a really great video game based on a movie? And what would your specific pick be? Thought about that just after hearing how you didn't like Ready Player One. I agree. The movie's greatest sin is that it was just boring.
I'd rather have the game based on a movie.
Yeah. A really great video game based on a movie.
Based on a movie. Yes. Yeah.
It's so rare, too, that that gets pulled off.
And I don't, you know, it's not that I don't like movies. We've talked about this. We talk about movies way too much. I like movies very much. I don't need movies based on games.
Nope.
I don't care.
A great,
doesn't interest me.
A great video game doesn't need to be justified by having a movie made after it. Whether the movie is good or bad, it doesn't matter. It doesn't need that. It should be its own thing.
I would like to, and I, you know, I like playing great games. And I honestly, I feel like there's more great movies than there are great games.
Yeah. And when you pull off a great movie game, It's
a special
it's
thing.
It's the first one ever.
Thing. No, there's been some good ones. That they, Wolverine one was
specific, pretty
good.
Do you have a specific pick?
The Wolverine one that was pretty good?
I mean, one that hasn't been made, one you'd like to see.
Well,
like,
no, he was answering my question. Of,
yeah.
Of name this great video game based on a movie.
Well, it was pretty great. Hulk, I remember being...
The Hulk game was pretty good.
Wait, what? The Hulk game based on a movie?
It wasn't based on
a movie. Oh, no, that wasn't really based on a movie, was it?
No. There was one based on the movie.
What was the Wolverine game called? Bad. Does anyone know that?
It was called Wolverine.
It was called something
else. No, it had a
rage in it, right? Wolverine.
Adamantium rage.
Yeah, something like that. Some bullshit like that. X-Men. Wolverine's rage. Hamill, no, that's not it.
Mark Hamill was Wolverine.
That ain't it. That's a Game Boy Color game.
That was it. That was the one.
No. There was that one on, like, I don't know, there was some Wolverine.
Mark Hamill was the voice of Wolverine.
Yeah, and it was just like God of War.
Yeah. I mean, it was fine. So, like,
it was fine.
Right.
It was bloody. So,
sure, the Captain America game was fine as well, but...
Yes, that game wasn't terrible either.
Right. We're talking about great video games versus ones that were like, we played through that.
So what would your pick be? I think Cheapy, it's pretty obvious. You would like to see a great game based on RoboCop, right?
I would. I'd be fine. You know what I'd also like? I know it's not a movie, it's a TV show, but Knight Rider. I think that would be like pretty fun. I'd like to see like a Knight Rider GTA game.
I think TV shows would make for better video games than movies. There's more.
Well, what's your pick?
There's more opportunity there, because you can have like levels based upon it. Like movies, you're just kind of like going through the scenes, unless you go off script.
Unless you go off script, which, you know, again, we're talking about a hypothetical, and it's going to be a really great video game. So, you're really looking at the license. So, what's your pick, Ship?
Golden Girls.
It's going to be a great game. That's part of the question.
Right.
So.
I mean, if it's a great game, I'd play the Golden Girls game.
Exactly.
Like, you could throw any of these licenses on there, and it's going to be all right if it's a great game. I don't know. Popeye, the movie, the game.
Popeye, the movie, the game? The Robert Altman, Robin Williams?
Mm-hmm.
I like that movie a lot. So, I'm with you. I am what I am. You have to do the boxing thing. I could see.
Yeah, there's a lot of opportunities. You got to fight the octopus.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like that movie traumatized me as a child. When did that? What year did that movie come out?
That movie came out, I think, in 80 or 81.
Popeye movie. 1980. So I was 7.
I was 1. I watched that a 3? Lot.
Yeah. That was on cable.
Uh-huh. I saw it in the theater. I remember seeing it in the theater and thinking.
I also saw that movie in the theater.
Oh, so you were younger.
Yeah.
I remember thinking that it was kind of not good for me while watching it.
There's some stuff that's weird in there. Yeah.
There is stuff that's weird in there.
Have we talked about this before? The town that they built still exists?
Yeah, it's in Malta, right? Yeah. Isn't that where? Yeah.
You can still go to the village that Popeye, like Olive Oil, lived in.
That whole village was like very bleak, and all the characters were bleak. I remember not liking that. It was not quite as disturbing as Superman 2, but it was disturbing. Nor Time Bandits. That was also probably more disturbing.
Yeah, but that's my jam.
Time Bandits?
Yeah, Time Bandits was good.
Yeah, it was. But
what was the other one? Was it Ice Pirates?
I like Ice Pirates. That's a cable movie.
Pirates was really good. I changed my vote. I want the Ice Pirates game.
I think an Ice Pirates game sounds pretty excellent, if you ask me. I'm on board. See, I would have said something like a Monster Squad game.
Okay.
I would be on board with that, too.
Yeah. Wow. I think we solved this here. We just need to get Shout Factory to start a gaming division.
A gaming division. Like, it doesn't have, if it's going to be a great game, it doesn't have to be a great movie. I'm like on board with that concept.
And then you're not going to be spending all your money on the license.
Exactly. So you take something like Monster Squad and you make a movie about, kids fighting monsters.
You gave the elevator pitch for Monster Squad there.
Yeah. It's done. Done. Who wouldn't want to do that? Oh, yeah, you're a kid and it's going to be an open world RPG that takes place in a suburb. You create your own kid character And you have to kill Dracula.
You don't even need the license, the movie license for that.
No, you need the movie license because one button has to say Wolfman's got nards every time you
exactly.
press it.
Yep. Wolfman's got nards. So
why wouldn't
I'm
he
debating
have nards?
That movie's on I think it's on Netflix or Prime.
That doesn't even make sense though. Why wouldn't he have nards? Even if he if he was a man, he'd have nards, and if he was a wolf, he would have nards.
Because the kid's 11.
I guess it could be a werewolf woman.
Because the kid is 11.
All right. No,
leave
I'm not judging.
It's one of the greatest lines in cinema. I mean,
it's a good movie.
All right.
I don't think Elliot's ready for it yet, but it's
a
great movie.
It sounds like he is. All these movies we just mentioned, just go ahead and traumatize him with them all.
I know. It's like, Sabrina is no chance. She's not going
to start with Time Bandits. I want to see what that does to him.
I don't, you know what? I know you guys like that movie a lot. I'm not the hugest fan of that movie.
Ice Pirates is better.
Ice Pirates is better.
All right. Is that enough Watch This Bitches? Where are we here?
Is that really what we're talking about still?
I think we're still in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's talk about Harry's now.
Great.
Because that's something good that we could talk about. Of course, in case you don't know, Harry's was started by two guys, Jeff and Andy, who were fed up with overpaying for razors at the drugstore. It's ridiculous. So what did they do? They started their own company. They bought their own German factory. In Germany, no less. And now they sell the blades direct to you over the internet for half the price. And they have a quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let Harry's know within 30 days, and they'll give you a full refund. I know that we've talked about how much we love the Harry's products, all the different products, including, you know, I think I mentioned like a couple of weeks ago, I bought the Shiso body wash.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some controversy. I bought that, and I knew like it would be kind of fun because I have a shiso plant in my garden that I put there this season, and I said, oh, wouldn't it be fun if I take the Harry's bottle of shiso body wash and put it next to my shiso plant? I could take a picture, put it on Twitter, and Harry's will think I'm great and just like the best for doing that. And I did it, and they tweeted back that they liked it. Sure enough. And then the other day, I went to check on my shiso plant, and it's just completely gone. So I think the shiso plant got really famous on Twitter, and now the paparazzi have taken it. Or a raccoon. One of those two things.
Ooh, maybe it's a raccoon with a camera.
A raccoon paparazzi is what you're saying.
Yes. Yes.
That's a good idea, Wombat.
That's what I am. I'm the idea man.
So we don't actually know what happened to that shiso plant. But I still have my Harry's body wash. They didn't take that. Couldn't take that away from me. What we want you to know is that you can go to harrys.com/CAG and get a trial offer. You'll get a weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and the travel blade cover. Just go to harrys.com/CAG to redeem your offer and let them know that we sent you to help support the show. Thank you very much, Harry's. I think I mentioned a couple of weeks ago as well that they've made some overtures that there's going to be a little something something for people who come to our Long Island Retro Live CAGcast on August 12th. And I mean, I don't like want to set expectations, but they're like mailing it. They're sending it right to the show. They're not sending it to my house. So like, I think like it might be a statue of us or something holding Harry's. Like, I don't.
Ooh, I like that. Like, I like that idea.
Like, they're clearly trying to keep it a secret from us until the show day.
I'm sure that's it. Right.
What's that?
Sure
it could it. Be. It could be like 3 cans of shaving cream for all I know.
That would be a surprise as well.
But something's happening, and I don't know what. So yeah, it's gonna get real interesting. All right, thank you, Harry's. Go harrys.com/CAG, everybody. Let's do new releases.
Okay,
I've even played some.
I have too.
Whew.
I don't even know what they
Hoo
are.
Boy.
So
Let us tell you, Wombat.
Please tell me about these new releases that you played. I've played none.
I have been playing Titan Quest for the Switch. This is a game that I apparently ordered a long time ago because there was a price error on Amazon. And it was like $20 or something when I ordered it.
Is that why you told me I should buy this
normally
game?
Normally 40. Yeah. So Titan Quest, it's a Diablo, Baldur's Gate, Dark Alliance type of game. Set in Titan type era, you know, it's all that okay. stuff.
Like Greek mythology. Yeah,
it's
style.
All that. It's all that type of stuff. You're fighting satyrs and
hydras.
I'm sure they'll show up.
Medusae?
Not yet, but I have.
Do the hydras fall from the sky? Does it hail hydras?
Oh boy.
Uh huh.
It's going to be a long show.
So it's very adequate as far as you holding a button or pressing a button and killing things and things popping out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you improving your character. The text and it's like all voiced and everything, but it's pretty dry, I would say. But it is only $6 for the Xbox One version right now on Amazon. And it just got a big patch to do couch co-op and fix a lot of stuff.
Is it X enhanced for my pleasure?
I don't know.
I doubt it.
I doubt that.
Damn.
But as far as I'm enjoying it on the Switch, I bought it for Xbox One as well. It comes tomorrow because I wasn't enjoying it enough that I figured Mrs. Shipwreck and I would like playing it. The downfall so far, not everything, at least either I wasn't paying attention or I was getting tired of listening to the dry dialogue, but a lot isn't explained very well. Apparently when you choose, like there's all these different skill trees, very typical type stuff. You got your fire powers, you got your archery, you got all this stuff, all the same stuff that's in all these games. Apparently, once you like put a skill point into one of these masteries, that is your character class. And I didn't realize that. Like, I thought, oh, I'll dabble over here and then go over here and get some fire powers and kind of make my character what I want. Apparently, after you get to level 10, you get to pick a second character class. So that's how you can like make the character at least dual class. But yeah, I picked archery for my guy because I wanted to be able to hit people from a distance because that's what
now
I do
you're
in
an
these
archer.
Games. Yeah. So now I'm an archer hunter. I throw traps and do that type of stuff. But
that's good for hunting Medusa.
Yeah, no, it's very enjoyable. I think the Switch version holds up pretty well. They're pretty smart. Like, this is a PC game that they brought over, so they're pretty smart with how you like pick up items and everything. You just hold down a button and then you can just like select from a list, so you're not like having to like be accurate when you're picking something up off the ground with a pile of stuff. And the inventory, I hope there's a way to expand the inventory, because I was over like encumbered not 10 minutes into the game.
Maybe need a bigger stack.
That's what I think that's what I'm looking for. So
Wombat, where are you on that one? I set you up,
I mean,
dude.
I know. I'm not saying I don't want it.
No, I set you up with the sack joke.
Oh, I'm sorry.
God damn
big
it.
Sack.
That's what she said. Or something.
Yeah. Did you not buy it, Wombat?
No, I because it's an add-on item. And
it
I
is an add-on item for the $6, but
I didn't have $19 worth of other stuff to get on Amazon.
I didn't either.
Today,
I went ahead and bought Shaq Fu because it was $19, and it got me like right there.
So that was, you should have advised me better. That's really
well. It's got
tomorrow.
I think it has
tomorrow.
Six player online.
I'm not saying I don't want it. I'm saying I just need to think of the other
$19. Right. I think the three of us could waste some time in this game.
Titans, what's it called? Titan
Quest. Titan Quest. It's the most Titan memorable Quest. Name out there.
Do you think Ty would like this game better or watching Clash of the Titans, the original one?
Watching the original Clash of the Titans.
Really? Do you think that really holds up?
I love that movie so
pretty good.
Much. There you go. That's a movie from the early 80s that I would like to show Elliot.
That couldn't possibly hold up. I remember being able to see the gym shorts underneath the outfits.
That movie
when I was totally a kid, I could see that.
I think for a 7-year-old, I bet
it's
that
much
movie
better
holds
than
up.
The remake they did of it or whatever.
Yeah, but I tried watching that.
It's bad.
I couldn't even make it through.
The remake's bad.
I don't know about the Kraken
effects.
There's
a charm to that movie. I think
it's
the owl.
The owl is the charm.
Yeah, Bubo.
He's the heart.
Well, it's the Ray Harryhausen special effects. I mean, it's hard to beat.
But as far as generic Diablo clones go, this one is definitely one. And check it out.
Why don't we just play Diablo?
It's so complicated.
I was
going
to say the same thing.
It's more complicated than this is. Like,
oh.
I don't know. We could play Diablo, I guess, but
I already have that.
I know, but it's $6.
Too.
I'll think about it.
Think about it. Think about Titan Quest.
All right.
For $20 on the Switch, if for like a portable version of one of these games, it's pretty good.
Okay. What else we got?
What's the new release you've been playing?
Yeah, what are you playing, dude?
It's sort of a new release.
Okay.
Yakuza 0 came out for PC for $20.
I thought, how's that working out for you?
Not great. It's, I don't understand how, I mean, I guess I should expect it at this point, but you can't get the game to launch, finally get it to launch. Like verifying files or some shit, finally get it to launch. I play for like an hour. It's pretty fun. Like the story is starting to get interesting. They do an amazing job of rendering like a fake part of Tokyo that's notorious for like Yakuza and hostess clubs. It's just unbelievably accurate. It's not a true open world game, so like they only have to render a few blocks, but it's pretty like it's down to like the posters on the wall. It's pretty amazing how realistic it is, and it's good for someone like me who's forgetting how to read Japanese as a good like primer. The problem is I played for about an hour after not being able to play at all and like trying to get this shit to work. Then the game, let's see, I saved the game and then I couldn't get the game to launch again. And then finally, when it launched again, my save was gone. And then, so I'm like, all right, I'll just play through it again. Cause a lot of it is cutscenes and the game is like pretty good about letting you skip the cutscenes, which is good because there's a lot of them. And then like my screensaver kicked on while I'm playing the game and it just crashed the game. And I looked through the chat, I looked through the forums on Steam and everybody's having the same type of problems. So it seems like if the game worked, it would be kind of fun. And, you know, the gameplay is mostly just like Final Fight. I don't know. I guess that's what you call it. Third person action brawler.
Okay.
But it doesn't work on PC. I should have just bought it on PlayStation and I'd have any problems. But
yeah, you should have.
But, I was attracted by the low price. $20 is super cheap. And they say, like, you know, uncapped frame rate, all the things that PC gamers want to hear.
They'll probably fix it.
They'll probably fix it. But it was
all the dumb buzzwords for you dumb PC players that don't know why you should be playing on a console instead.
I know. And I'm still like a child in that, like, I pre-ordered the game. And I just assumed that it came out on Tuesday because most games come out on Tuesday. And I was coming home and I was like, all right, I'm going to get to play this game. It's like 4:00. I'm going to really excited. Tuesday afternoon, new game day. Game doesn't unlock until Wednesday.
My pudding when I get there.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Pack.
Exactly. And of course, I come home and like, oh, game unlocks fucking Wednesday for some reason. Who knows? And then doesn't even launch and doesn't even work. So I don't know. Hopefully they sort it out. I don't know. But luckily, it's like I can skip all these cutscenes, which is mostly like the time that I spent playing through the first time. Any other new releases that are out?
Yeah, one for Wombat on the PC, Super Nosebleed Land.
Wait, I don't need that game. I live that game.
Are we playing Switch game or not?
That was a PC game.
That is a PC game. The Switch game of the week, I think, is Bud Spencer and Terrence Hill, Slaps and Beans.
Wait, Slaps and Beans. Yep, there it is.
I don't know. It's between that and Pure Electric Love. Everyone else, Emma Sakura.
Yeah. So, some pretty dumb game names. I don't even know what a slap and a bean is. I mean, I guess.
I'm sure.
I don't think it's what you're thinking.
Actually, this one like came out of nowhere. Forsaken Remastered for Xbox One. You guys remember Forsaken? Surely?
It sounds familiar.
It had the huge ad campaign.
It did?
It was, it was back in the PlayStation 1 era. It was a Descent type game.
Oh.
It had the girl with the tattoo on the...
Yep, it had nudity, right? Or something?
No, it had none of that.
Oh, I know that cover.
You were in a little spaceship type thing inside of tunnels.
But there's that like was a
it was a
90s
game. Wow.
I don't think so. I think that was
I don't know.
I think that was just their cover. And it was everywhere. Okay. Like, there were so many ads for this thing. It's the exact inverse of the launch of Forsaken Remastered.
It's come full circle.
Right.
They're just kicking it out the door in the middle of the night.
Yeah. I played a lot of this game because the ads, and I guess IGN gave it 8 out of 10. So the ads and IGN convinced me that this was a fantastic game from Acclaim back in the day.
Oh, Long Island, represent.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Yep. So... Yeah, I remember Forsaken.
Enjoy that.
That is a weird game to get remastered. And just in time to pick up all the clearance merchandise at Target, Hello Neighbor has released both physically and digitally on PlayStation 4, Switch.
There's also an iPhone version of that game.
It made it out just in time.
Mm-hmm. All the toys at Target seem to be going on clearance.
It's Christmas.
Even at my shitty Target.
Right. It's because all the Christmas toys are coming in.
It's all the old Star Wars toys that didn't sell, like the black edition Luke Skywalker.
Yep. It's the same in all of them.
Who's looking to like memorialize that moment in the story?
With my Elliot wanted to buy all the Hex Bugs on clearance. I'm like, let's take a step back here.
Right.
You don't need all those Hex Bugs.
No. We have some if you need some.
Thanks.
Got a few extras over here.
Exactly.
And some real bugs, too.
That's like a 5-minute toy. Let's.
It's good if you have blocks. If you have, and you can build your own maze.
He does play with his blocks a lot, which is the other reason why I'm like, you have stuff you play with. He's into this. He likes the Roblox action figures. And he
those
plays
don't take
those
batteries that run out every time you play with them.
Exactly.
I've got stuck with those with the hamster in a house.
That's what I did. Oh. I did hamster in the maze with the blocks. But if I had hex bugs, I would have just said, just use the hex bugs. Then not have to worry about the hamster getting away and knocking over all the blocks.
No, it's Emmeline has a toy called Hamster in a House.
Oh, okay.
That is like these hex bugs, but it's little furry hamsters that run around.
Oh, that sounds fun.
No, it is. It's very fun. I bought a whole bunch of batteries for them.
Yeah, and you don't have to bury them in the backyard when they die after like a month.
Tell me about it.
Really? Anything else in new releases?
No, I think that's... I mean, you have... Let's see. What are the arcade archives this week? Omega Fighter and Sky Skipper. It's a double dipper this week of games that I'm not sure what those are.
I think we're good. I think we can move on.
Okay. Flashback is out for the Switch. That's the 36th week in a row that Flashback has been released for something.
Seriously.
Hey, it's a good game. It should come out every week. All right, are we ready for multi-platforming and Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught?
Mm-hmm.
How's your Overwatch life going? Did you watch check in on the grand finals?
Oh yeah, I can't believe that.
Name a city.
Utah strike face one.
Preferably one that's actually in the league. So it has to be a big city.
It's not a state.
State. I said a state, not a city. I realized that as I was saying it. I was going to say taser face, but I'm like,
London one.
London.
They played at Barclays Center in Brooklyn.
Okay.
I didn't go. We watched it on Twitch, though. That seemed good, too. We watched like one round on Twitch. It's pretty hard to follow, even for somebody who plays Overwatch every day. I got to say, like, I could, you know, I can follow it, but it's tough. It's not, you know, I can't follow everything at all times. So a couple of interesting news items. You saw this Madden article, Madden story about the music being...
And there's already been resolution to it.
That's so weird. So they censored out Colin Kaepernick's name in a song called Big Bank, which actually I know about because Mrs. Cheapy really likes it. She plays it all the time. But there's no version of that song that censors out his name.
I think according to EA, they say they did it originally because they didn't have his name rights.
Okay.
But they don't need his name rights in music. It's only for the game itself.
Yeah, I can see how that could happen.
I'm just saying this is what their reasoning was, whatever it was.
It sounds like a plausible excuse for...
Does it?
And then they're,
I mean...
Like somebody listened, went through all the lyrics in the song, all the songs to look for names of...
Yes, there's no doubt in my mind that someone listens to every lyric of every word of all those songs. They're all transcribed and read in a room full of marketing people. Yes, that definitely happens. Every song on any soundtrack to any game, especially an EA game, is fully transcribed.
Well, they don't have to transcribe it. Those lyrics are available.
These people, right, the marketing people, on their Echo Show.
They're not listening to the songs. They're reading them on a piece of paper. In a room.
But they have the radio edits of all these songs, so they've been censored already.
They could censor it more.
I guess they did, and they did,
and they did.
But they fixed it,
and then they got called out on it, and they're going to patch in the final version.
It's a good song; you should listen to it.
I believe that was probably what happened on this because if somebody's reading that and they were unsure if Colin Kaepernick was going to sue them because they didn't have the rights to his name in the football game, the easy thing is to just go ahead and take it out and then not have to deal with anything.
Oh, that's true. That does seem feasible. Do you see the story about parents hiring Fortnite coaches, not just for their children? They hire them for their children and for themselves. I think it's more... Yes. Do you think that's weird? I think it's more weird that they hired for their children than for themselves. I could understand them wanting to get better so that they can connect with their children and be competitive. But I don't understand why necessarily they'd want their children to be better.
Most parents I know want their children to stop playing Fortnite and get better at it.
Right. Like I know as a child, I wanted to be able to play games with my dad, but I was always so much better in every game than him because he never played and I played a lot. If he took lessons and he never wanted to play because of the difference in ability, if he had taken lessons in any of the games, we would have played together.
You know what would have helped in that situation?
What's that?
A sibling.
Well, why? If I'm looking to play with my dad, though.
You would have... Never mind.
I'm talking about a bonding experience with my father. Because I'm thinking
he could have sat there and watched you and your imaginary brother play together.
Or you understand what I'm saying, Wombat.
I understand what you're saying.
I'm trying to understand why the parents would be concerned about their kids being bad at video games.
Maybe they're not concerned. Maybe their kids just want to do that. And the parents
or they're being pressured.
Yeah. Like, hey, I would love to be to take it's. This is the extracurricular activity I want to do. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that could be part of it. I mean, who's to say that that's the parents don't have a certain amount of time that they've allocated for their kids to play video games, and this could fit into that as well. Like,
right?
I don't really have an issue with it. It's not anything different than any kind of other extracurricular that you're kind of paying for.
in the article, it says there's peer pressure at school.
Oh, I'm sure there's some to that be good as well.
Mm-hmm. That's so weird to me.
I can believe it. Sure.
I'm trying to rethink. Like when we were kids, was there peer pressure to be good?
There was.
At
it
games?
Wasn't online.
Not.
There were no online.
I'm just talking about any game. You'd play games in front of your friends and stuff. Like, I'm trying to think how much pressure there was to be good to the point where I'd be asking my parents to get lessons. I don't think so.
It's, well, yeah, it's different though, because you're not playing online against people every night.
I guess. Hey,
like if you sucked at Gunsmoke on NES, you only have to do that once with your friends.
I had to call the 900
number. The only person
number.
That, and yeah, or the only people that know you suck at Gunsmoke on, is you and possibly your friends.
Right.
As opposed to if you went online in Fortnite and were always coming in, you know, 99th. Out of 99, people might start making fun of you, and then...
I guess. I don't know. I like it as a way to bond with your child, not as a way to get your child to be good at video games or play more
I think
games.
They're... Well...
Whatever. It's my opinion.
It's not that much... It's not that much more expensive than a babysitter, either, if you look at it that way.
No, it's cheap compared to any other lesson.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, okay, I need somebody to watch my kid for an hour... While I'm doing something.
I go shopping.
Right.
And you just tell the guy, hey, if you see flames behind my child, give me a call on this number. What else did we have here? Oh, so Destiny, we had talked about the pricing, the new Destiny season.
No, we didn't. We talked about Assassin's Creed last week. This week, it's the Destiny version of that.
Well, this was a couple weeks ago.
A couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that in the past. This. Yes. Yeah.
So we were wondering what the plan was going to be for this new Destiny Forsaken and what the pricing was going to be. So I think it's actually pretty reasonable. It's $60. They're looking to grab another $60 from you, and that'll get you the game, the base game, and the, what are they called? Expansions, the two expansions that's mm-hmm. required, and the Forsaken add-on. So $60, considering that the game seems to be worth about $6 on Amazon, at least the PlayStation version, seems like $60 is, I guess, reasonable. It's not.
Is it though?
It's not super enticing.
It's not unreasonable though. I mean,
I guess what I'm not sure is I don't know because it's what is this the Forsaken? Is that what mm-hmm. is that what the new stuff is called?
Yep.
I guess it's how big is the Forsaken essentially a whole other game?
That's what they want you to think, and that's probably why they're charging you $60.
Because if it's that's really what it's going to come down to is if that whole second season or whatever they want, whatever this expansion is, if it really is another game's worth of content, maybe then yeah, sure.
I'm gonna get,
you're not going to feel like you're getting
a secret here. This is going to drop in price pretty quickly.
You think
so? Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think for us, Wombat, like, we're supposed to wait. They haven't made the price.
Well, there's a season pass to the season pass.
I know. There's a lot going on here. I think if it was $40, you probably would have just said, fuck it, and bought it. Right, Wombat? But at $60, you're like, that doesn't
seem
like...
Well, I don't have the other two expansion packs.
No, it comes with it. It comes with that $40
price. I know what I'm saying. Like, oh, so you're saying $40 for the game plus the two expansions?
Yes, because they're charging $60 for everything. So if they made it $40 instead...
It's more palatable, but I'll probably be playing Red Dead or Spider-Man, so who cares?
Okay.
That's the actual truth, is that, you know, hopefully... Spider-Man takes me to Red Dead, and Red Dead takes me to, I don't know, 2020, and I don't have to think about what's going on in Destiny.
Yeah. At A. Kokanis basically suggested that they make Destiny 2 free and try to get people to pay for the new stuff sort of piecemeal. They're very aggressive with the pricing that they set on this stuff. They're not looking to make anybody think that they're getting a deal out of this. I think they're trying to send the message that, well, first of all, they want to get as much money as possible, but they can also say, hey, by charging $60,
well,
we're sending
the message
that
it's selling the base game and the expansions for $20 last week, the original expansions. That's pretty cheap.
Yeah. But Anyway.
Because that's, yeah.
Enough
that's the price of one expansion, I think, is $20. So.
I've been playing the NHL 19 beta.
How's that?
Is that NHL 18?
It's like NHL 18, but they've added loot. Loot what? Fill in the blank. Loot blank.
Loot pucks.
Nope. Good guess, though. Very good guess. You go on back. Yeah. Think about it for a second.
I'm thinking, because he said loot pucks, which is what
I'll
I was
give you some
say.
Hints, and you want, Chip, you can answer again. There's modes in this now where you can customize your player and play in like one-on-one modes and three-on-three
like loot
modes.
Loot lockers, maybe?
That's a good guess. Not correct. Not correct. Good guess. Chip, another guess?
Loot sticks.
Something you can open and that sticks.
Loot bag.
There you go. Got it. Good job, Wombat.
Loot nice. Sacks.
I had confidence you'd get there. No, we're done already. I will fruits. Admit that.
Loot skates. Loot skates.
Loot toots. Mm-hmm. It's kind of fun to play these modes with your personalized player. The 3-on-3 arcade mode is kind of fun. You're playing all, you know, six different people online. There's a 1v1v1 mode, which I didn't like as much as the 3-on-3. The menu system is still, it's always a mess in this game, and it just seems like so many button presses before you get into an online match. It's just, I don't know. They need a whole user interface rehaul on this game. I don't know about the regular 5-on-5 game. I don't even know if you could play it in the beta, but I don't know. I think I'm going to do my thing that I do now and just get my 10 demo hours from EA Access, and that'll probably last me until it's free on EA Access.
That works.
It's a good plan.
Mm-hmm.
I also picked up Star Trek Bridge Crew.
Oh, you mentioned that you were going to get that. How's that working out for
I
you?
I did get it. It's on PS4 and PC. I bought it on PC because it was cheaper and I didn't have to use VR. I think you have to use VR on PS4. I'm not sure. So I got
this
that.
Sounds
and the
like
next
a card game to me. Like this is a Star Trek game where they're playing.
Oh, Bridge
cards.
Crew. Yeah. You play Bridge with Captain Picard.
Right. It sort of is, dude. It kind of feels that way when you're playing.
Do you have any sevens?
It seems like it's a pretty great game.
It would be like that poker game that
the Telltale poker game.
That? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a great game.
This
I enjoyed
seems
that
like
game.
A no-brainer here.
It's a good idea, Ship. You should we should talk. Let's erase this out of the show and start a company.
Let's hear about what they actually did with Bridge Crew when they didn't think of this.
Oh yeah. So it's, you know, everybody is playing at one station on the ship. There's a captain, there's tactical, there's engineering, and there's something else. I forgot.
Driving.
Yeah, driving. That's right. Helmsman. And it is pretty cool to play with other people online, and you're basically role-playing, you know, the captain, you know, and you say, yes, captain, and blah, blah, blah. I wish it was more of a AAA product in that it doesn't have any music from the movies or TV show. It doesn't have any, you know, obviously none of the voices or real characters from the show. I think the music would be the most important thing that they could add to make it feel like you're really.
You could just play the music in your house.
Yeah, just through your headset.
I know, but. I know, but it just makes such a big difference. And even, like, I feel like they could make that DLC and people would pay whatever they asked. I mean, not whatever they asked, but $15 for all the real music. I mean, people understand that costs money and this is not a big budget game. It's pretty fun. I think you got to really play this with your friends, though, because it's mostly just you talking with your friends, like people telling you what to do and then laughing when you get blown up.
So you're playing as the next generation? This is the expansion?
I've tried both.
Okay.
It's really cool. I think, you know, I haven't played it in VR, and I can see how it would be pretty amazing to have this in VR and look up and see the big screen and all that shit.
So the original music. The original version was the original version of Star Trek?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It could be something goofy where they did like a Deep Space Nine or something.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. And you can play, it's cross-platform play. So PS4 people can play with PC people. I don't know.
Just like in Fortnite.
Right. It'd be cool to play with people that I knew. I think that would be fun. It's a little weird to jump into a room with strangers in a game where you're talking so much. And it's like, it is weird. Like you're role playing. So I don't know. It's fun though. Star Trek Bridge Crew. Check it out on the cheap if you can. Nintendo. You see that, this big hedge fund guy took a $400 million short bet against Nintendo, thinking the thinking was that the they're showing at E3 was pretty meh, and
it was,
and they're thinking that sort of the Switch is peaked out, max interest in the Switch is peaked out. People will argue
like $1 million for every Smash character they introduced during their press conference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. It's a big, their stock hasn't been doing that well as of late, and people are starting to wonder if the thing really has legs or not. I know that Smash is coming out this Christmas, and there's a Pokemon game coming out this Christmas. Two big things, two big titles, but it does seem that there are a lot of third-party games coming out for the Switch. You can't say that there aren't.
Well, but you could say there was a lot of third-party games coming out for the Vita as well. That was a thing that happened as
well.
Did
you just get an emergency alert on your phone, Cheapy?
Tornado? I don't think there's a tornado coming.
A tornado warning in this area.
Till 10:45 p.m.
Weird.
I don't think that's real. Let's check the weather real quick to make sure. I'm in shelter.
Okay.
So that's
good. Shelter too. I mean, I don't know where else I'm going.
Right. Out of the thunderstorms. There is a 40% chance of thunderstorms at 11 o'clock, and that's about it. I think it's a mistake.
I hope you're right. Anti-M.
What a world. What a world.
Man, this show's going to be so ironic when we're all dead.
I know.
I'll still be here.
That's true.
See, now I really wish I had that basement.
Right. I am super secure down here. So yeah, like I can see people finally realize like this was the E3 I think that more of the general public would realize that Switch isn't getting the first tier third party games. Like they're not getting right. What Xbox and PlayStation are.
But we mentioned that we were surprised with all the momentum that the Switch had going into E3 that they were only showing just a handful of games, and a couple of them were stuff like FIFA. So, yeah.
Switch is a great, great system for indie games and Nintendo games. So, it has
can't
Nintendo
say
games
that they don't have
the Vita.
We've always said that those third party, those big AAA third party multi platform games are super important because just the amount of money that is spent on marketing them just gets the word out about the game, not just the game, but the systems that it's on too. And the Switch not having those games definitely affects the system. And
sure.
So, but you can't say this time that they don't have third-party games because they do have a ton of indie games, as Shipp said, and I don't know, what like mobile games? Those are not necessarily indie, but there's a big library at least.
Flashback.
Next week, Titan Flashback Quest. Special Edition.
Out of this world.
Yep. Earthworm Jim, probably in some form.
I don't know if they have right. that.
No? Well, they will. Check next week. Microsoft at Major, Mr. Majestic 80, basically, cheaply. Is it worth pulling the trigger on an Xbox One X? I have a 65-inch Samsung Ultra high definition TV and an old Xbox One. Thanks. It depends what games you play. Check to see what games you play and if they are 1X supported. If they're not, then don't. But
and if you
Wombat,
have
you just got one. What do you think? You don't have a 4K TV, but
I don't.
Do you think it? Do you notice any difference on the 1080p TV having it? For
I
a few
do.
Weeks
I
now?
Notice it. I notice it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. So, Mr. Majestic, you should probably just get it. Trade in the old one. Get your measly pittance and.
Oh, that reminds me. Remember No Man's Sky? That game we talked about it last week.
Yes.
And you said to change the settings.
Yes.
From yeah. So I did.
Yes.
And I actually liked it better the other way.
Okay. I didn't know what would happen on a 1080p TV.
Mm-hmm.
It could, you know, it depends what it, you know.
I like this slight graphical bump up on my TV.
The frame rate was the same? You didn't notice any difference?
It wasn't noticeable to me.
Okay. For me, because it's trying to put it out in 4K, probably, it's affects the frame rate pretty noticeably.
Mm-hmm.
So, I didn't like that. Ship, you've been playing a recent release on the Xbox.
Yeah. Have you ever done that thing where you want to play something, but you really don't want to decide what to play?
Sure.
I call that every day.
Right. So I just closed my eyes and scrolled down through my list of games on Xbox. And it landed on Forza Horizon 2, Fast and Furious. And that's what I played until I finished.
How'd you enjoy that?
That's really good, actually. Like for
what's Forza Horizon?
Yeah, no, it's kind of amazing that that was a free thing, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Which the whole Forza Horizon 2 is free with Games with Gold this month. So this was timely that fate decided I would play Fast and the Furious. But no, I mean, that's a solid, I don't know. I think I played it for like 3 nights.
Mm.
So it's a good amount of content in there. It gives you a good sampler of the different kinds of events that are in the full version of the game. And Forza Horizon 2 still holds up really well. Like,
Yeah. It's an excellent game.
Yeah. So
I downloaded it yesterday.
The Fast and the Furious version or the
the other version.
Yeah. So did I. I don't know why. Cause it was there. I downloaded it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Cause you could.
Yep.
So Forza Horizon 2, Fast and the Furious. I got all the.
See, now I want to do that. I want to like go and open up my games library and sort it and just scroll down and
just say, screw it. And I'm playing this.
Yeah.
Backlog roulette.
Right.
Yeah. Because I'm sort of also, I'm at that point right now. I'm like, what am I going to play? Although We Happy Few comes out next week, right? That's on the 10th. So I have that to play. I had the early access version, so I'll get the super version next week.
Pick up some toys at Target.
I'm okay. That's Hello Neighbor.
Oh, whatever. same thing, right?
No, it's very different.
Yeah, I'm not even sure what We Happy Few is anymore as a game because they changed so much.
I know. I'm very curious to see what next week, like how they change it, if they change it. I honestly haven't played it. Since I think I first got, they sent me an early access code, and I think I talked about, what was it, 2 years ago?
Maybe.
Or something?
Somewhere around that time.
Yeah.
Not a historian.
So I honestly haven't really played it since then because it didn't have the story mode or any of that in there yet. So very curious to see what happens.
All right.
Next week.
Well, let's move on to the CAG bag then.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm sweating down here, at Knights Eternal asks, mm-hmm. Cheapy, is there an age where you start to feel bad beating a kid in ping pong? I took down my 5-year-old and had to gloat.
Well, if it's your kid, it doesn't matter how old they are.
It's not about the age necessarily. Okay, five is going to be a limit of how good the kid can be. That's very young. So it's not about the age. You could, if you beat a 10-year-old who's never played ping pong before, that's nothing to crow about. If you beat a 10-year-old who's ranked 1500, then that's something to crow about. So the age, don't worry. Age is just a number, Wombat. Age is just a number. The ranking is what's important. I think I've answered that question. Here's a question for you, Wombat. A tiny little gamer asks, with Fallout 76 on the horizon, I've gone back to New Vegas on the PC. With 76 going the online route, I fear the single-player Fallout fun is behind us. Are you guys excited for this new take on Fallout, or are you reluctant to have your settlement get bombed?
I'm reluctant. I don't know how it's going to be. I'm going to hold off. I mean, There's no reason to buy this at launch.
Oh, you love Fallout. You're definitely getting this at launch. That's a crazy thing that you just said.
I know. Again, I'm not saying madness. You're wrong. I'm saying that's what a rational person would do.
Yeah, but that's not you. You're going to see. Here's the thing, though, Wombat. Like, what? Fallout's your thing. And that it's not be. Like Call of Duty or something like that. Like, you can be good at this. You could be the guy who's bombing other people's settlements. You could be the ganker.
But it's not the same anymore because they're taking out the VAT system. And I was never a fan of building settlements in the last game. That was actually what I liked least about the last game was the building.
So they're taking out all the things that you
They're taking out the things that I like about this game. I like being, you know, the lone wanderer. That's what there's something about Fallout to me, what I liked about that game and what to me that kind of that series is all about is that you're the last of your tribe, so to speak, and you're literally wandering this wasteland being either the hero or the villain. I usually go the hero route, but there you are. You're wandering this wasteland and you're the hero and you're doing your own thing and you're basically writing your own story as you go along. That's what an RPG, you know, open world RPG, that's when it's at its best. But when it becomes a, and now you gotta build a house. I don't want to build a house. I want to keep wandering. No, you're gonna build a house. All right. And now you're going to meet other people and you're going to decide what to do in your house. I'm like, I don't want to do that.
And you know, you better build a house because these guys are going to fucking try to bomb the shit out of you.
Yeah, they're going
to
come. They're going to take your stuff from your house. I'm like, I don't even want to build a house. I just want to go and like shoot monsters in the face. Why can't I do that?
So, well, we'll see. I'm interested.
In slow motion with lots of blood and chunks.
Right. No, I hear you. It sounds like it's not your Fallout, but let's wait and see.
It's not your father's Fallout.
It's not Wombat's Fallout. Mm-hmm. At Billy DJ Dog asks, top travel burrito? I don't even know what that means.
Me neither. I was going to say, I guess the best burrito I ever had whilst on vacation.
That doesn't sound like a travel burrito. That's a vacation.
I mean,
that's like more like what's the best burrito you've ever had.
Well, it's not. I don't know what the best burrito I've ever. I can't.
I'd say a travel burrito is a burrito that you bring with you while you travel.
I don't bring a burrito with me when I travel.
Well, my top. No, I don't. I don't know what that means.
Ship, do you travel with burritos?
I have no idea what this question is. I feel like this is just a question that somebody wanted read.
Did someone have a stroke while writing to us?
Is that a sex thing?
Like, was it supposed to be like top travel tips? But as he was writing about the right tips.
Right.
It came out as burrito.
Or he was hungry and just wrote burrito.
Like he was writing top travel tips for gamers is what he was starting to write. And as he was writing top travel, his wife goes, what do you want from the Mexican place?
That's probably what happened. It sounds likely.
Like, oh, I want a burrito. Oh, and he hit send too fast.
Right. And then died in a tornado.
Yeah, well, you know.
At Walt J says, going to Tokyo next year for a 2-week vacation, pro tips. Number one tip, don't go during the summer. You know, they're having like a record-breaking heat wave this year, and mm-hmm. it's a national emergency, and people are dying.
And you're not there.
And I'm not there. Summer's bad there. Other than that, just do a little research ahead of time and decide what you want to do. There's a lot of books out there. Plenty of information out there. Don't go during summer. Best tip I could give you.
Disney World.
How are the burritos?
And get a burrito. Sushi burrito. Right.
There's that one place. What was that called?
Welcome to Japan. Try our burritos.
It was a fake Chipotle. It was frijoles. I don't know if it's still there, but that was a welcome addition. All right. Let's remind everybody to follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals. Of course, next week our show is going to be coming live from Long Island Retro at Sunday the 12th. 12th, right? 2 o'clock. And then we'll have that up so that you can listen to it in the normal way, in the podcast feed, of course. But we'd love to see you in person. Go to liretro.com. Of course, we'll remind you to go to harrys.com/keg to redeem your trial set. And of course, that's it. We'll see you next time.
Bread's done.
What am I? I'm Papa, the sailor. And I am what I am, what I am, and I am what I am. And that's all that I am, cause I am what I am. You got it? I think so, yeah. And I've got a lot of muscle, and I only got one eye. And I've never hurt nobody, so I'll never tell a lie. Top to me bottom, from the bottoms to me top. That's the way it is, till the day that I drop. What am I? What am I? I am what I am! I'm Popeye, the sailor. I'm Popeye, the sailor. I must trust only baby. You're a baby, it says here, right there, right?
Robin Williams. Shelley Duvall.
You're falling
behind! In Popeye.
Get away!
Ale, ale, pogami, ale.
I said fooey, and I mean fooey. Fooey.
Said fooey.